Leaders across the U.S. are again weighing how and whether to impose mask mandates as infections soar and the American public grows weary of pandemic-related restrictions. Much of the debate centers around the nation's schools, some of which closed due to infection-related staffing issues.
And in some places, you have mask mandates being imposed, some being lifted or being voted down. It's all over the place. And the changes are coming as the federal government is not changing its guidance on face masks. And also thinking about giving some of them out for free, some of those high-quality N95 or KN95 masks. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients says the government has a stockpile of more than 750 million N95 masks. Johns Hopkins epidemiologist Dr. Chris Beyer talked to Dimitri about where we are with COVID.
Well, Dimitri, we all know that we're going through an extraordinary surge right now. That is the winter surge, the post-holiday surge, but more importantly, it's the Omicron surge. And we were still seeing a lot of Delta transmission through the fall, and there still is some Delta in circulation, but the Omicron variant is so much more infectious, and it is still rising very rapidly. Of course, we're seeing a lot of breakthrough infections because this variant, although it does overall seem to cause milder disease, does have the ability to break through vaccine immunity, and it's also reinfecting people who've had COVID before and recover.
The Pfizer and Moderna CEOs, I noticed, are in disagreement over whether a fourth booster may be needed. And no disrespect to those innovative men, but what does science say?
Well, there are several things to say there. The first is that both of them are very much in agreement, as is the FDA and the CDC and the American Medical Association, that boosting is really important. And we are seeing with both Pfizer and Moderna really dramatic increases in antibody levels and immune responses after boosting. So they're in agreement, and we all know that two doses are not enough and three doses really matter. There's already approval for a fourth dose with mRNA for people with immunocompromise, people like folks who've had a kidney transplant or other solid organ transplants. And so there isn't any controversy there. I think the big difference is that essentially Pfizer CEO has been taking more of a wait and see approach for now, and the Moderna CEO is saying he thinks that we'll be needing a fourth dose by the fall, because by the time people are boosted, immunity from the third dose may only last about 6 months. I think the jury is out on that. We'll just have to see and follow the data. But there's no question that what we're also really looking at, and they're all working on, and many companies are, is if we need an Omicron specific boost, because this is such a different variant. I know everybody's exhausted, and this is really challenging for us all, and that, you know, people really do need to see their loved ones, and kids need to be in school. People are talking about learning to live with Omicron, adjusting the way that we manage this virus. That's all true, but it's also true that right now the healthcare system in so many states is really stretched, and the healthcare workers are stretched everywhere, and we all have to do our part to try and blunt this latest spike.
I noticed that the CDC today has chosen not to say wear this mask or don't wear that mask. They're just going to try to put out as much information about masks as possible. But is it time to seriously think about getting hold of a stack of N95 or KN95 masks and to ditch our cloth masks?
The overall guidance is that individual cloth masks are probably not as protective as surgical masks. So surgical masks are probably better, and they're cheaper and quite widely available. The N95s, which are the ones that have been really recommended in healthcare settings and for other frontline workers and providers, need to be fitted. So they're a little more complicated to use. The KN95s have better protection than surgical or cloth. We know that. They're better at blocking the aerosols that are in the air, which is a very important aspect of this. The only problem there, and there's a warning on the CDC website, is that many of the KN95s that are available and that are being marketed are counterfeit, and it may be up to 60% of them that are counterfeit. So if people want more protection, and particularly if they're going to have high-risk exposures or be inside in crowded settings and inside where there's poor ventilation, they should consider a KN95 for better protection, but they really need to check with the CDC website. It's NIOSH that certifies these, the Occupational Safety and Health Group, and make sure that they're buying NIOSH certified KN95s and not wasting their money on counterfeit.
Something else possibly to consider is, and I know this might take you all the way back to your early days in medical school, when you put one of those more sophisticated or powerful masks on, you really feel that seal, and it may be tempting to take it on and off. It's not as comfortable. Isn't it best to have a mask that you're going to keep on all day?
Yeah, the fit and the comfort is very important. And obviously that is particularly important for kids and for kids who are in school where there are mask requirements or where parents want them to be masked. It's hard to keep it on all day if it isn't comfortable and it isn't well fitting. The recommendation that people wear a cloth mask with a surgical mask underneath it is good for safety, but it's a lot of layers. Not everybody finds that comfortable. And we've all seen people doing all kinds of things with masks. And the most common one certainly is to pull it down so that it's covering the mouth and not the nose. That's dangerous with Omicron. First of all, it is an aerosol virus, so you're going to breathe it in through your nose. And secondly, if you're likely to transmit, you're likely to transmit through the nose. So you're not helping other people either. So whatever mask you're wearing, cover your nose and mouth. That's really important.
Johns Hopkins University's Dr. Chris Byrer.